This morning we start this series, Heroes of Faith. Now the heroes of faith as we find them, you're going to find them in Hebrews chapter 11. So you're going to want to put a finger there, and that's going to be our go-to every week of this series, along with other stories and other biblical scriptures and passages that tell about these people's lives. But these heroes of faith have something to teach us. They're the heroes for a reason. They're not heroes because they've just done magnificent deeds. They're heroes of faith for a very peculiar and a very particular reason. And I want you to know this morning that no matter who you think you are or what you think you can or cannot do, you too can be a hero of faith. And so let's understand the beginning of their journey, their beginning of their story as we look at Hebrews 11. And I just want to draw our attention to the opening words of this chapter. It's a chapter of heroes of faith. And the writer says this: "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible." Then jump down to verse 6, Hebrews 11 verse 6. "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." This is the chapter that talks about people, heroes of faith. In this chapter, you're gonna hear, and we're gonna cover most of these individuals, their stories. We're gonna hear about Abel and Enoch and Moses and Noah and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Moses and Rahab. And as we're going to look at their lives, I want you to always ask yourself, what makes them a hero of faith? Are they any different than I am? Are they better than I am? Am I better than them? You see, because what I want you to understand through this series, that it's not what they did, it's what they believed. It wasn't their actions, it was their faith. They were heroes of faith because of who they believed. And you can be a hero of faith by who you believe through this series. Now, verse 6 is key. I want you to hear how the message describes verse 6. It says this: "It's impossible to please God apart from faith." And why? "Because anyone who wants to approach God must believe both that he exists and that he cares enough to respond to those who seek him." We understand this. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. That's the difference maker. Faith in God is the difference maker. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so as we look at verse 6, I just want to pull some truth out of it as we begin to lay this foundation on what it is to be a hero of faith. And the first step we need to understand is that we need to believe that he, God, is. We need to believe that he is. We need to believe that God exists. We need to understand that the existence of God is the beginning of faith. You need to have faith in someone. Who is that someone? That someone is the Almighty God. We read it in the opening verses of this chapter. The creation of the world was God. And so he is the first step in having faith. Then once you believe that he is, then you need to begin to trust God. You need to trust God. You need to trust God that God is who God said he is. We need to get to a place where we believe that what God says about himself is what God means. What God says about himself is who God really is. And once you understand that you can trust God, you understand that God is revealed to us in the scriptures, in the Bible, in the Word of God. That's why he gave us a Bible. He gave us a Bible so that we could know him, we could know about him, and we can trust him. And once we believe that he is and we trust him, we need to sincerely seek God. So many times I think we've made this mystical. Like, you know, if you just get yourself in the right. Like, oh, is this holy? Do I look holy now? If I put myself in, you know, just the right mood. It's not the mood. It's not the posture. It's not the look. It's not, you know, my eyes closed, my hands raised, and my face all wrinkled. Because I'm pushing through. Although sometimes, yes, you push through. It's more than that. It's sincerely seeking God. You see, because you're going to find God says this about himself. See, if you believe he is and you trust him, then you have to believe what he says. He says, if you seek me, you will find me. When you seek me with all your heart, the prophet Jeremiah. God says, if you look for me, you'll find me. He's not playing hide and seek with us. Like, God, are you behind that corner? Or God, if I turn over enough rocks, do I find you? Are you like a precious gem that I've got to mine the earth to find you? No, God said, if you seek me, you will find me. If you seek me with all of your heart. If you need that, that's Jeremiah 29:13. See, God cares enough about you that he is just waiting. He is waiting to respond. And what does it take? It takes us saying, God, I need you. You heard that in the testimonies of baptism this morning. You heard that in the stories of these people's lives, that they came to a place where they said, God, I need something. I need you. And when our hearts are open and we say, God, I need you, God responds when we sincerely seek God. Later on in the chapter of Hebrews 11, we read these words in verses 39 and 40 as the writer begins to sum up the stories of the heroes of faith. He says, these were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. Oh, isn't that uplifting? God had planned something better for us so that only together with us would they be made perfect. So the writer of the Hebrews, as he lays out this story, this history of the heroes of faith, he says they were commended for their faith. They were commended for their faith. Isn't that great? Isn't that a great thing? Don't you want somebody to say that about us, that we are commended for our faith? That nobody was left out in that whole chapter 11. If you need to go and read it this week, there's your homework assignment. There, I gave you more work. Isn't that great? More than your small group work. But Hebrews 11, read it, and there's person after person listed as these heroes of faith. And then the writer says they were all commended for their faith. It wasn't a matter of their greatness according to the standard of man. See, that's our problem. That's our problem. We want to measure everything by the standard of mankind, but God doesn't measure anything that way. God measures our hearts. God measures, are we faithful to him? God measures, are we true to the word? Do we live according to the word, or do we live according to our feelings? Do we live according to the word, or do we live according to what my best friend says I have to do? Do we live according to what God says I have to do, or do we live according to what I say I have to do? Because as many times as I want to do what God wants, there's a battle going on inside of me. The world says this, but God says that. And day after day after day, we each have to make a decision. Are we going to do what the world says, or are we going to do what God says? They were commended for their faith. They were all heroes of faith. Somebody hardly mentioned like an Enoch compared to somebody what we would say as great a leader as Moses. And God sees them the same. They were commended for their faith. And then all these heroes had a hope of a promise. Isn't that amazing? They had a hope of the promise. The promise is Jesus. They had a hope of the promise. They had a hope that if they followed God, that somehow they would see and know Jesus, a Savior. They had a hope to look forward to. They had a hope to gain on for, to hold on for. So they were all commended for their faith, yet get this, it says, yet none of them received what was promised. None of them got the promise. None of them received the promise. Say, wait a minute. You mean after everything they did, after all that they went through, after all that they endured, after all those years of faithfulness, after all those years of doing what God said, they never attained the promise? Yes, that's what I'm saying. They received glimpses. They received hope. But they never received the promise because for them, Jesus was future. They all died before the promise was born. All of them mentioned from Abel through the prophets, they had courageous faith. They believed for the final salvation. Even if they did not know when, even if they did not know how, they still held on in faith. They never received their promise. I mean, some of them got glimpses, some of them got part of an earthly reward, but it wasn't the ultimate promise. Sometimes they had earthly victory, sometimes they did not. Sometimes their faith saved them from death, sometimes their faith led them into death. Sometimes they could just hang on, other times they had great victories. But they all believed for the promise. And then we're told this by the writer to the Hebrews. God had planned something better for us. Just think about that. He talks about all these great men and women of faith, from Abel to the prophets to Moses. He says all of that, and he says, but God had something better for us. You know who us is? You know who us is? Who's us is? Who's us is? Go ahead, hit your neighbor. Wake them because they're sleeping. So go ahead, hit your neighbor and say, you're us. You're us. Now hit them back even harder and say, you're us. Come on, this was your chance. Some of you wives, this is a chance to really boot them. And you missed it. Us is us. You and I are us. God has something better planned for, if you would, for me. If you read that and put your own name there, God has something better planned for me, for us. You see, for the heroes of faith in Hebrews 11, their salvation was based on what Christ would do in hope, in anticipation, in believing for. But for you and I, our salvation is based on what Christ has already done. We've just come out of Easter weekend. We had Good Friday where we remember that Jesus died on a cross, and Resurrection Sunday where he comes back to life again. And our hope is looking back and understanding what Jesus did for us. God has something better planned for us. We look with it and understand it because we look back and we see it. Their faith was based in a promise. Our faith is based on a fact. Imagine that. And people still find it hard to believe Jesus today. Where the heroes of faith of Hebrews 11 had to believe in a hope that a Savior would come. Our faith is based in the fact that the Savior has come for you and for I. These heroes of faith in Hebrews 11, they were courageous. They struggled. They counted on salvation. They believed all of God's promises. They didn't have a written word to go to. They had to wait for God to sometimes physically appear and speak hope into their lives. We can go every day. You can open the Word and you could read, and the Word of God can be alive to you every day. We have what they did not have. And they were commended for their faith. How much less faith do we often have in spite of the fact that we have such greater light? Hebrews 11 really concludes in Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12, 1-3 says this: "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." I love this. There's a picture here, and I want you to see this picture this morning, because it's the picture of the heroes of faith. We're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Let me change that to something we could understand. Will you, Sky Dome? Imagine that you're on the field, and in the stands are people cheering. Vladdy hit a home run. Vladdy hit a home run. And they're cheering. 45,000 strong voices cheering as you're on that field. Those fans in the stands are the great cloud of witnesses. Only now it's you on the field, not Vladdy. And you're not on the baseball field, but you're on the field of life and the field of faith. And in those stands are the heroes of faith. All of those who have gone before you in the presence of God. All of the heroes of the Bible. All of the saints that you may have known growing up. A Sunday school teacher who taught you but has now gone on to glory. Or a pastor who may have once been your pastor, but now he's in or her eternal reward. And they're in the stands. And they're your heroes of faith. And they are your cloud of witnesses, and you are surrounded by them. And as you go through your journey of life, they're standing in the stands and they're cheering for you, and they're rooting for you, and they're pulling for you, and they're reminding you that if they did it, you could do it. If they could follow Jesus, you could follow Jesus. And they're all the same. Maybe your Sunday school teacher, that little, 4'3" Italian little lady is sitting next to Moses, and they're both cheering you on. The cloud of witnesses, the pioneers of your faith. The pioneers of our faith. The pioneers who went before us and led the way. And they stand in the stands of your life. And they cheer you on. The great cloud of witnesses. And as they are your heroes of faith, the heroes of faith serve to remind us that we are called to run the race of faith. The race of faith, I'm going to be honest with you, at some point is hard work. How many of you have ever run a marathon? See this body? This body don't run no marathon. The only marathon this body is good for is getting back up to the buffet table. I have no aspirations of running a marathon. None whatsoever. If that feeling ever came on me, I'd go lie down till it went away. You know why? Because I know why. It means no more buffet table. It means hard work. It means training. It means sweat. It means sacrifice. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, am I talking about running or am I talking about Jesus? Oh, maybe it's both. See, if we are going to run the race of faith, we need to train. There needs to be some sacrifice made. Oh, but I don't want to do that. Oh, really? I don't want to go to church most Sundays. I don't want to be part of a small group. I don't want to read my Bible. I don't want to talk to God. I just want to get at the start line and go. Well, you don't get to go to the start line unless you train. I'm not saying you have to train to pick up your Bible. It's an analogy, okay? But picking up your Bible is your training. Self-sacrifice is your training. Understanding that your feelings are your feelings, but your feelings are subjected to the Holy Spirit, not the other way around. So many times we say, you know, God, just do what I want. Holy Spirit says, how's about you do what I want? Oh, but God, you're asking me to give up. Yeah. Because we have to run the race of faith. It's hard sometimes. You need to endure sometimes. It's agony sometimes. It's sacrifice sometimes. It's not always going to be easy. Not every Sunday morning is Easter Sunday morning. But every day of our lives is Resurrection Day. Do you understand the difference? One is a one-time yearly event. The other is a perpetual event in our spirit. The heroes of faith serve to remind us to run the race of faith. The heroes of faith serve to remind us to keep our eyes on Jesus. Keep our eyes on the prize. When a person runs a race, they run with the finish line in mind. Right? Doesn't matter whether or not you can see it, you know it's there. And you run with the idea that I've got to cross the finish line. And you need to run your life of faith with the understanding that the finish line is Jesus himself. And you need to run in such a way that you are running towards Jesus at all times. Run with your eyes on Jesus. He is your perfect example. In fact, he is your only example. He is your only example, not your best friend, not your favorite TV preacher, not Billy Graham, as wonderful a man as he was. Jesus is your only example. The heroes of faith serve to remind us that we will face opposition. Jesus faced opposition. He told us, they didn't like me, they're not going to like you. I paraphrase, but you get the idea. They were always after Jesus. They didn't understand Jesus. Oh, but pastor, you don't understand. My friends don't understand me anymore. That's okay. That's really good. I'm glad. Because you're different than they are. Because you have Jesus now and they don't. Live Jesus in front of them. But pastor, they don't understand that I don't go out drinking with them anymore. They don't understand that I don't go to the strip clubs with them anymore. Good. Invite them to where you go, church. You will face opposition. Jesus said, they don't like me, they won't like you. Jesus said, they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. Jesus said, they're going to come after me, they're going to come after you. If you're with us for the first or second time, I'm not always this negative. I'm just being truthful. I'm telling you what Jesus said, not what I said. I'm telling you that you can live a life of faith, but you need to understand that it's going to cost you something. You're going to encounter downtimes. You're going to face times when you feel tired. You're going to face times when you may feel slightly defeated for a season. But do not give up. Push on through. Train through. I understand from reading, not from experience, that when a runner runs a long race, they hit a point where they're tempted to stop. And they push through. And they push through. Their training pushes them through. And their training gets them through. When they have the breakthrough, they can go to the end. And sometimes our faith is that way. We get to a place where we're tempted. Throw it in. Give it up. I'm done with it. It's too hard. It's too difficult. It's too much work. Push through. Because on the other side is your victory. Push through. Starting next week, we're going to begin to look at these people that are listed in Hebrews 11. We're going to look into their stories. We're going to see what it is about them that the writer would say, these are the heroes of faith. These heroes serve to encourage us. Are you ready for this? That you could be a hero too. Let's live to be heroes in our day. They were heroes in their day. They stand as a cloud of witnesses cheering you on, but they also stand to remind you that if they were a hero of faith, you too could be a hero of faith today. Would you stand with me? They were heroes of faith because of what they believed, not for what they did. They were heroes of faith because they trusted God, not because they accomplished great things for God. They were heroes because they obeyed God's word, even if they had their failures along the way. Heroes of faith listed for us in this chapter are important to us. They're important to us because God reminds us that he uses ordinary people. And you know what the beauty is? As I stand in this room with about 100 other ordinary people, that God could use us. It was ordinary people who got baptized this morning. It was ordinary people who invited people to church last Easter, last Sunday. It's ordinary people who live life in front of those who need God. It's ordinary people who share their stories with others so they could know Jesus. There's nothing wrong with being an ordinary person because the heroes of faith were all ordinary people. They had strengths and weaknesses. They had victories and they had failures. Some days they were great, other days they were down and depressed. But through it all, they fixed their eyes on the promise. Jesus is your promise. If you would fix your eyes on the promise. If you would fix your eyes on Jesus, you too will be a hero of faith. Close your eyes this morning. I just ask you, as your eyes are closed, just you and God, are you willing to be a hero of faith? Are you willing to be all that God calls you to be? Are you willing today to be just an ordinary person who is a hero of faith? I hope your answer is yes. Father, we thank you this morning for all that you have done and accomplished.